Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 41. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 27.
Mid-America Network News. Police arrested a Kansas teacher for alleged inappropriate conduct with a student. That's according to the Bourbon County Sheriff's Office. KSNT reports that Uniontown teacher Brianna Hampton Taylor, 24 years old, was booked on allegations of unlawful sexual relations, interference with law enforcement officers, and obstruction and resisting arrest on Sunday. USD 235 school administrators told police the alleged acts did not happen at the school. More than 450,000 oil and gas wells have been drilled in Kansas. Now those wells are creating a $1 billion cleanup shortfall. That's according to ProPublica. Many oil wells were never properly plugged off, leaving potential environmental consequences up to a century later, according to the Kansas Corporation Commission. Many of the wells were not documented and they've been buried or overgrown, making them hard to find. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're a hunter, sports shooter, or outdoors lover, Max Shows presents the Manhattan Gun Show, Saturday, March 9th and Sunday, March 10th. Come see hundreds of vendors display their guns, knives, and ammo. Admission is only $10 for adults. Kids 12 and under get in free. Come to the National Guard Armory on Levee Drive in Manhattan and see everything from antiques to the latest in technology. Plus, at the Manhattan Gun Show, you can buy, sell, or trade.
Over 350 vendors will be on display.
Max Shows presents the Manhattan Gun and Knife Show, March 9th and 10th.
Do you suffer from joint pain? Our team of board-certified medical providers specialize in natural joint pain relief without the need for medications or surgery. We understand exactly how joint pain can limit your daily activities and cause discomfort. Imagine doing the things that you love without the constant discomfort of joint pain. Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Contact Midwest Pain Relief Center today to schedule a consultation with one of our specialists. Call us at 620-478-2878 or find us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
A police pursuit in Kansas yesterday morning ended with two people in custody. According to the Chase County Sheriff's Office, just after 9 a.m., a deputy stopped a vehicle for speeding on Highway 50. During the stop, it was discovered the passenger had a warrant through Harvey County and was considered to be possibly armed and dangerous. The driver then left the scene, fleeing from the deputy. He drove around stop sticks that were deployed just outside of Emporia. Eventually, the deputies were able to apprehend the suspects, who now face a laundry list of charges. A distracted driver nearly hit a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper head-on. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, Trooper Steve Morris was on patrol in South Central Kansas when a distracted driver drove into his lane. He drove onto the grass shoulder as the other vehicle continued into his lane. As the vehicle drove past Morris, he was able to see the driver was distracted by a cell phone. Distracted driving is the leading cause of crashes. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ernie Chambers, the longest-serving state senator in the history of Nebraska, is seeking to reclaim his North Omaha seat in the Nebraska legislature. He filed to run for the District 11 seat earlier this week, and the Nebraska Secretary of State has confirmed. Chambers served in the legislature for 46 years from 1971 to 2009, and again from 2013 to 2021, leaving office both times because of the legislative term limits approved by voters back in the year 2000. He will run against Senator Senator Terrell McKinney and Calandra Cooper of Omaha. In other news, a lawnmower spark caused a large grass fire that scorched over 71,000 acres in Lincoln, Dawson, and Custer counties, according to the Nebraska State Fire Marshal. Fortunately, no injuries have been reported, but two homes and several outbuildings have been destroyed. Currently, Region 51 Emergency Management is working with ranchers, farmers, and residents to address any needs they may have. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Among discussion items was a $24,000 request from Convention and Tourism for the Skyfest, planned July 13th and 14th. The event, including modifications from last year, will include live entertainment and fireworks, along with a hot air balloon launch. Funding request for $24,000 from the Transient Guest Tax Fund was approved on a 4-2 vote, with concerns the fund balance could be exhausted. Police Chief Matt Simpson addressed concerns with trucks utilizing Jake brakes when passing through town. A 2023 adoption of code superseded a previous ordinance disallowing Jake brakes. They are legal so long as the truck has a muffler. The issue could be considered in a future review of the traffic code and consideration of local ordinances. New city attorney Aaron Westbrook introduced himself as he's taking over caseload with the resignation of John McNish, who recently accepted a judgeship. City clerk announced hiring of Courtney Porter as swimming pool manager. She teaches at Manhattan Christian College. Councilman Keith Beichman requested adding discussion to the next meeting agenda for reconsideration of a charter ordinance that allowed the previous city administrator to fire the police chief without council approval. The mayor suggested visiting a conversation regarding a stormwater maintenance fee, which could be dedicated to unforeseen expenses, such as repair, which is being designed along U.S. 36 and extending north and south at 15th Street. At a special meeting, council approved moving forward with a design estimated to cost from $962,000 to $1.25 million. A stormwater workshop meeting has been scheduled to discuss options. A meet and greet for Marysville City Administrator candidates is open to the public Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Interviews are scheduled Thursday. Three candidates are finalists and include Joshua Haverkamp, who works as city manager's office in Kansas City, with intern experience in Manhattan and Overland Park, Christine Mamberg, who works with the city of Stockton, California, and Patrick Marsh, active as a local government consultant with experience in city management in Nevada and Wisconsin. Washington City Council recently discussed options for the center of Street Island on C Street between First and College. Plantings have not been maintained. Trees have caused damage during snow removal. Consensus was to remove the trees, but leave the island for now if anyone was interested in replanting. Concern was expressed with removing the island when other street issues need attention. City administrator will contact owners of 16 properties in Washington noted for code violation, requesting action. Recently elected Mayor Garrett Edgar noted that his write-in election was perhaps a call for a change, and he hopes to outline a series of goals related to city streets and properties, as well as general cleanup and appearance of the community. Waterville native and Valley Heights graduate Allie Jones was among 32 second-year Kansas teachers recognized with a Horizon Award this past weekend in Topeka.
Well, the really cool thing about this award is that the entire school district for Emporia is able to nominate two people each year. And one's at the secondary level, which is what I am. And then the rest is elementary. So out of all of the brand new teachers that come in, they decided on me. I really didn't understand what it really meant at first when I first got the nomination, even when I found out I won it. But as I continued to kind of learn things and understand and kind of wrap my head around it, I really understand kind of what a big deal it is. And it's very humbling, but it's really cool to understand that people are seeing the hard work I'm doing and that I'm being recognized for that in a way that's pretty hard to say that you can, like, have the award in.
Allie Jones was recently hired by USD 498 to teach at Valley Heights, assuming the position of Lynette Steele Kuhn, who's retiring at the end of his school year.
I'm from Waterville. I started doing theater when I was 9 years old with Lynette Steele Kuhn, who's at Valley Heights right now. I did that for a few summers, and then I picked it up again when I was in high school. I participated in forensics. I graduated in 2018, and then I continued at the college level, and it shows at Emporia State. Right now, I'm at Emporia Middle School. I teach theater and public speaking to grades 6, 7, and 8.
Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Massive Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30 at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge for Joe Graham.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home, with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
The Sonic Fish Sandwich is back for a limited time. Each crispy fillet of 100% wild-caught and sustainably sourced Alaska pollock is topped with creamy tartar sauce, chopped lettuce, and crinkle-cut pickles. Charming sea shanty sold separately. But if you'd like a little taste... Sailor, drop your anchors here at the Sonic Drive-In Dock and Pier. We've got no spirits and we've got no sherry, but we've got a fish sandwich that'll make you merry. Yep, just came up with that. Fish sandwich, now at Sonic. Limited time only at participating Sonic Drive-Ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming up throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Extremely warm on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late February 50, record high on this date 80. The average low 26 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
Trays full of seedlings are beginning to sprout in the households of hopeful gardeners. Some advice on nursing them through this critical stage today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 28th, the 59th day of the year. Racing legend Mario Andretti celebrates a birthday, and the final episode of MASH made television history on this night in 1983. Gardeners who've started seeds indoors are seeing the first tiny sprouts about now. It's a critical stage for seedlings. Give them maximum sunlight, preferably from a south-facing window, and protect them from drafts and abrupt temperature swings. Keep the soil moist, but be careful not to disturb the tender roots with a jet of water. Use a missing spray bottle, or better yet, set your tray inside a larger container filled with water. You'll know it's moist enough when the top of the soil is damp to the touch. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough night for the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks as they were at home in Manhattan taking on the BYU Cougars and fell to them 76-68. The Jayhawks started off strong, having 35 points going into the half over the Cougars, but ended up losing their lead by the second half. Hunter Dickinson was the top scorer of the night, putting 17 points on the board with 11 rebounds and 1 assist. KJ Adams Jr. had 11 points, with Dejon Harris Jr. having 12. That puts the Jayhawks now to a 9-6 record for the conference, 21-7 in their overall play. Still.
Hey, baseball fans, a new season of Shocker Baseball is upon us, and new head coach Brian Green has his sights set on winning right away. Support Coach Green in his first season by purchasing season tickets and catch every game this spring at historic Lex Stadium. It'll be the place to be with new additions to the outfield experience that are sure to turn Coleman Hill into a party. Grab your season tickets today by visiting goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell Construction.
Conversations are still in play with the Kansas City Chiefs and the cornerback Legarius Sneed after the Chiefs team said that they are prepared to use the franchise tag and are open to trading him if a long-term deal is not reached. WIBW reports that the announcement came from Jeremy Fowler with ESPN Radio, saying that Sneed is agreeable to that scenario and allows him to give a chance to talk with the other members of the Kansas City team when conversations are still in play. Sneed was a 2020 fourth-round pick out of Louisiana Tech, and over the past four seasons, he's been able to accumulate more than 303 tackles, 10 interceptions, and 40 pass breakups. According to the team, he was also a vital member of the top-ranked Chiefs defense in 2023. According to the negotiations from the Chiefs team, they say with the franchise tag looming, the price tag to keep Sneed would be roughly $19.8 million for the upcoming 2024 season. They say potential contract negotiations are also in play for the All-Pro defensive tackle Chris Jones. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Top-ranked Silver Lake Lady Eagles prevailed over Marysville, ending the Lady Bulldogs season 74-48 in Tuesday night substate action. Silver Lake, powered by McKenzie Daniel inside with 30 points, McKinley Kruger outside with 24 points, as they were in undefeated in 20 starts this season. Three Bulldogs in double figures, led by Lindsay Dressman with 20. Della Raider scored 16, and Casey Rush finished with 12. 10 of those in the second half. Silver Lake 74, Marysville 48. Lady Eagle advanced to the semifinals at Riley County Friday. Marysville girls season ending 10-11. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Substate basketball tip-offs Tuesday. In girls' action, Silver Lake over Marysville 74-48. In boys' play, Valley Heights knocked off Lincoln 38-34. Substate semifinals continue Thursday and Friday. 2A at Waubunsee. Valley Heights girls face Bennington Thursday at 6. Valley Heights boys take on Bennington Friday at 7:30. 1A Division 2 at Blue Valley. Boys on Thursday, Hanover versus Lynn at 6. Blue Valley hosting Axtell at 7:30. Girls on Friday, Axtell meets Pike Valley at 6, Hanover versus Lynn at 7:30. All those games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division 2 at Rock Hills. Boys on Thursday, Frankfort plays Osborne at 6. Girls on Friday, Frankfort versus Washington County at 6. 1A Division 1 at Donovan West. Centralia teams face Troy in late games with the boys on Thursday, girls on Friday.
In the 1800s, many immigrant groups began to move from Europe to the United States. Specific groups of people would often begin to settle in a common area, as they could rely on their neighbors to perhaps speak the same language and carry on some traditions from their homeland. Such was the case here. We'll go to Eastern Iowa on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The story of this museum might be traced to the middle 19th century.
Well, Iowa became a state in 1846, and there were events going on in Europe called the Revolutions of 1848 that really opened up emigration from Central Europe to America.
Dave Moline shares the story from the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
The railroad was also a factor of bringing them out to the Midwest here. At that point, it was kind of at the Mississippi River. That really brought them as far in as they could. And then many of them were coming here for land. Many of them were people who had lived in the rural areas in Bohemia, Moravia.
Here in Cedar Rapids, an area known as the Czech Village began to take root. Museum curator Stephanie Cohn says it was a place that felt like home in a new world.
There were businesses, lawyers,
dentists, doctors, grocery stores, and most were Czech speaking, bilingual speaking. So people who came to the cities, after all the people were coming and farming, there were some people who had come to the cities to find opportunities.
Not only were people of Czech and Slovak heritage coming here for work, but they began to establish many organizations, and the success of the early immigrants influenced more settlement in this area.
The first brave people came out here by themselves, and then they tended to write back home, and people would come and join them, and so then you form these communities. So Cedar Rapids had this really thriving city community of Czech-speaking people.
Although the immigration can be traced to the mid-1800s, the Czech spirit is still very much alive, as told here at this museum and in this city. I'll share some of that interesting story next time. As we travel the countryside, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Prescribed fire is an effective land management tool. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When done correctly, fire improves habitat for a variety of wildlife species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If you want to improve habitat for wildlife on your land, consider setting it on fire. Prescribed burns indirectly impact wildlife by changing vegetation structure and composition. They impact how much food is available and the amount and quality of cover for wildlife. Jared Brook is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says knowing your management objectives, especially identifying which wildlife species you want to encourage, is a very important part of your burn plan.
Not all wildlife species are going to have the same habitat, and so a fire is going to influence the habitat for specific species differently. You want to make sure you understand how that fire is going to influence the vegetation type in order to understand how it's going to influence the wildlife. So it's going to dictate how frequently you use fire. It's also going to dictate in what season or what time of year you're going to use fire.
For instance, you might burn every year or two for grassland songbirds and every 3 to 5 years for white-tailed deer. The best objectives are no good if safety isn't a part of the plan. Brooks says a common safety hazard during a prescribed fire is an inadequate fire break. The best breaks are bare soil, a gravel or paved road, or bordered by water such as a stream or pond.
The general rule of thumb is that you want your fire breaks about 2 to 3 times the height of the vegetation that's burning. So if you're thinking about burning in a native grass field, anywhere from about 20 to 30 feet is the kind of ideal width of a fire break.
Brooke also recommends letting your local authorities and nearby landowners know when you're going to burn so the fire department doesn't come out unnecessarily. Learn more about prescribed fire for wildlife management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a public auction of shop tools with a utility trailer plus beer signs and collectibles for the Todd Landall Estate. Saturday, March 2nd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th Street in Marysville. They'll be selling a 5x8-foot tilt bed, ATV and mower trailer, tools and miscellaneous, jacks, jack stands, a double-door cooler, 6-foot fold-up picnic tables, oversized shop fan, extension cords, ladders. Collectibles include a Red Wing 5-gallon water cooler,
Coca-Cola Heist cooler on a stand, over 40 metal advertising signs, and lighted beer signs. This estate auction for Todd Landall, Saturday, March 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 207 South 8th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A competitive edge won't guarantee success on a farm or ranch, but it'll help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Farming is a business, and like any other business, you operate in a competitive environment. Purdue University ag economist Michael Langemeyer and his colleagues stress the value of having what's called a competitive position.
Many times firms will decide whether they want to be a low-cost producer, or whether they want to be a value-added producer, whether they want to focus on a particular set of customers. Those would be examples of competitive positions. And so that's essentially what we're talking about. What kind of things would drive you out of competitive position, make you rethink what you're currently doing in terms of your competitive position?
Langemeyer says you need to know your market and go after it. That, he says, involves the element of agility.
A farm's ability to identify and capture business opportunities. And so paying attention to what's going on in the environment. Like I said, if consumer preferences are changing and that's going to impact what you produce, you know, maybe you respond to that in some fashion. So that's agility. The other major one is called absorption capacity. And really what that talks about is what is our ability to withstand shocks.
Tomorrow, a Purdue grad student shares survey findings that show how farmers succeed by being resilient. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Rooted in heritage and history, future farmers of America prepare the next generation of leaders. A salute during FFA Month from Blue Valley Trailers of Waterville, Tim Gordon Accountants and Advisors, Kramer Oil, Citizen State Banks, and the Marysville Mutual Insurance Company.
I'm Colton Harlan. I'm a senior at Washington County High School. I'm the vice president in the Washington County FFA chapter. I've been in FFA for 5 years. My favorite activity to do in FFA is livestock judging. I feel it is very competitive and fun for me. The benefits of FFA are learning some leadership skills, learning to be competitive in your events and competitions that you're doing, and making new friends.
My name is Anthony Mayer. I am a senior at Washington County High School. My personal favorite activity is the fruit, meat, and cheese sales that we do here. I like when we're able to sell and see what everybody wants during the whole season of selling. I would say the biggest benefit in FFA is that you get to learn about everything about agriculture and what all that entails. And I would say if you're going to join FFA, do your best to try every activity at least once.
Rooted in heritage and history, future farmers of America prepare the next generation of leaders. A salute during FFA Month from Blue Valley Trailers of Waterville, Tim Gordon Accountants and Advisors, Kramer Oil, Citizen State Banks, and the Marysville Mutual Insurance Company.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we've seen a couple of outbreaks here in the state of Kansas alone of HPAI. USDA Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford discussed some of the concerns associated with an ongoing outbreak of cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza among wild birds.
We are still seeing detections in the wild birds. While the numbers are lower, they're still there. And so I would expect that as long as the migration comes back, at this point it seems like they're going to be carrying the virus. So I think we should be prepared for that as we move into the spring. There's a lot of work going on around what's going on with this virus and how is it persisting in the wild birds. Hopefully we'll learn more from that work and be able to use that to inform our procedures. I think we've seen our surges and we've seen the troughs over the last couple of years. In the October, November, early December timeframe, we saw another surge. We are still very consistently seeing that the surges are associated mostly with direct introductions from wild birds, and it's when you have wild birds in your neighborhood. But we do have to really keep our watch up. I think in some cases we're seeing a little bit of fatigue and we're all tired of this now, but it's really, really important that we keep the message up that biosecurity is still supremely important, particularly if there are wild birds in your neighborhood.
That's USDA's Chief Veterinarian Rosemary Sifford. And of course, here in the state of Kansas, the Kansas Department of Agriculture has identified the HPAI in both McPherson and Rice counties. A quick note in conclusion shows farming activities in the United States accounted for 10.6% of United States greenhouse gas emissions in 2021, which is down year over year. Of the common economic sectors in the United States, industry accounted for the largest portion of total greenhouse gas emissions at 30.1%, followed by transportation, commercial, residential, and then agriculture. Total United States greenhouse gas emissions in 2021 were 2.3% lower than back in 1990. I'm Sam Spack with your latest agricultural news here on this Wednesday, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a Deere.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. A new 24 Silverado 1500, it's the High Country Edition. And a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a 6.6 Duramax diesel engine. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
As planting season gets closer, have a plan for terminating overwintered cover crops. And keep an eye on the weather on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Planted cover crops last fall, they protected the soil surface and improved soil health. But if they didn't die off naturally over the winter, you'll have to kill them soon so you can plant your cash crop. Traditionally, cover crops are terminated 1 to 2 weeks before planting by rolling, tillage, or chemical control. The key for success is finding what works for you.
Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri. He says there's a growing trend of planting green, where producers plant into the cover crop and then terminate it soon after.
They're just leaving it there, and they're going to plant into it, and usually within a week, sometimes the exact same day as they plant, then we can go through with a herbicide application to kind of finish that cover crop off. It really does depend on what cover crop we're talking about, but more often than not, I see people doing this with cereal rye.
The cover crop is starting to die off on its own, but the herbicide provides a faster kill. Keep in mind the type of herbicide, the rate used, and the environmental conditions are factors in success.
Be cautious of significant swings in temperature because that can affect the efficacy of most of these things that we'd be using to burn it down. And then, of course, I'd say the other factor is just the cover crop itself. We find that some are pretty easy to kill, and cereal rye would certainly fall into the category of being pretty easy to deal with. However, rye grass is probably the other extreme, not so easy to deal with.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about terminating cover crops at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, we're still seeing mixed to slightly higher figures in the grains, mixed to slightly lower in the livestock, as February live cattle currently down 75 at 184.85. April also in the red, down $1.12 at 186.60. Triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle markets today. The March contract down 322 at 249.77. April down 335 at 255.60. And the light spot for the livestock is the hogs market today. April hogs of 27 at 86.17, maize of 47 at $90.85 per hundredweight. Little movement in the grains today. It's been mostly mixed back and forth choppy trade. Higher in the corn markets currently, March of 4.5 to 412 and 3 quarters, May of 4.25 to 428. Some pressure all across the wheat complex. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all lower today. March down 3.5 for Kansas City wheat at 590 a bushel. May KC wheat down 7.5 to 578 and a quarter. March oats continuing to grow stronger throughout the morning. 6.75 into the green now as we pass through midday at 379 and 3/4. May up 2.25 to 368 and a quarter cent. Into the oil seeds now, we see the soybeans, little movement again as mentioned, but slightly higher here. March beans up 2.25 to 1133 and a half. May up 3 to 1143 and 3/4. March soy meal still strong up 420 at 332 even. However, soy oil still a bit down. March down 46 points at 44.45. And for the second consecutive day, March cotton hitting the limit up to 107.25. A look down Wall Street here as we head through the lunch hour, the Dow inching down for the third straight day, currently down just 60 at 38,912. The S&P down 4 at 5,073. NASDAQ currently down 64 at 15,970, showing a little hesitancies as traders await fresh data this week. Into the metals now.
American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Spend a little, save a lot. After Hours Feed Supply is closing out 200-pound 2810 protein tubs, just $120 while supplies last. That's right, 2810 protein tubs, $120. Call or stop by After Hours Feed Supply, West Edge of Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The outcome of Moore v. the United States potentially threatens the estates of agricultural producers. K-State and Washburn Law professor Roger McOwen discusses this current Supreme Court case involving the effects of an unrealized income tax.
It involves the situation of whether income tax can be imposed without a taxable event, without any type of sale or other disposition that would otherwise trigger tax. And what happened here is a corporation over in India that is a controlled foreign corporation, so a CFC as we call it, meaning that most of the stock is owned by people in the United States or residents or citizens of the United States. And there was a law that was passed. It's part of the 2017 Tax Act that really created a one-time, I'll call it a repatriation tax, although it's technically something different, that said, all right, if your investment goes up in this corporation, then we're going to tax that on a one-time basis, and we're going to pull that home.
McCohen relays more details on the case and how a wealth tax could be implemented next.
The stock investment in this company by these people went up sufficient enough to trigger a $15,000 tax bill. Now, mind you, they didn't sell any of their stock. They get a bill from the Treasury for $15,000. This is your tax obligation. And they paid it, but now they're challenging that. So they went to court to challenge it to get a refund back, and they've lost so far, and it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I think this one is key because if the court says that the government can tax your wealth without a tax event, then that brings us back to Senator Elizabeth Warren that has pushed for a number of years for a tax on wealth. And that would seem to light a fire under that and perhaps reinvigorate that attempt to try to tax wealth without a tax event. That's important for farmers and ranchers. You know, what if you get a bill because your land value went up, for example? Can they do that? Well, we'll see what the Supreme Court says.
He explains the implications the ruling could have on other taxes in agriculture.
The other issue that I'm concerned about here is if we can tax wealth, then that would seem to indicate that the Congress would be okay and might feel empowered to eliminate the step-up basis rule at death. And so instead of waiting until your heirs sell the property that they inherit and then taxing it at that time, we would impose the tax upon death before they receive the property, even though there hasn't been a taxable event. And I'm not sure they're going to go clearly one side or the other. They may try to thread a needle here, and I worry about that. But this one has significant implications for agricultural producers.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McCohen on the potential impact of this case on agriculture. Find more at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Get on target with the very best Hereford and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 16th, 1 p.m. at the On Target Bull Development Center north of Blue Rapids. Featuring 36 Hereford bulls, 20 first calf heifer pairs, and 12 yearling heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, 29 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company, plus 12 F1 heifers sired by Spring Hill bulls. Broadcast on DV Auction. See the catalog and videos at ontargetbullsale.com. The On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 16th, north of Blue Rapids.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones was lower for a third morning as investors await tomorrow's inflation data. The index was down by 0.15% going into the midday. The S&P was off a fraction. The NASDAQ was lower by a third of a percent. Chrysler is recalling 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee models built between 2021 and 2023 over an issue that could result in the loss of vehicle control. Dealers will replace certain steering components free of charge. Starbucks and Workers United, the union organizing the company's baristas, have agreed to start new talks. Employees of nearly 400 Starbucks locations have voted to unionize. So far, though, none of those groups have reached a labor agreement. Streaming services are seeing a slowdown. Research firm Antenna says subscriber growth last year was just about half of what it was the year before. Netflix, Peacock, and Paramount Plus combined to drive most of the growth. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.